Okay. The topic that we're going to talk about tonight is the midah, the character trait of zrizut, which is zealousness. To be a zealous has a lot of meanings, and everybody could have their own ideas. What does that mean to be zariz, to be a zealous? Now, I want to give you an overview of what Chazal and what the Torah are telling us to understand why is it so important. That's a very important question that we need to focus. And why is it so essential to different parts of the Torah? And we learn so many halachot from this midah, and this midah plays a big role in our daily lives and in halachic topics that we deal with. Let's look at, I want to bring a few different parts in the Torah which the Torah really puts emphasis on the midah of zrizut. The Torah tells us that Abraham Avinu, when he had the Berit Milah, he was sitting in his tent and Hashem sent him orchim, Hashem sent him guests. But the Torah tells us, "Vayar vayaratz likratam." Avraham Avinu saw the guests and he ran towards them. Then the Torah says again, "Vaymeher Avraham ohela el Sara, vayomer mahari." When the guest came, Avraham Avinu ran again to the tent of Sarai Menu, and he said to her, "Hurry up, make the food." Then the next pasuk the Torah tells us, "Ve'el habasar rats, ve'el habakar rats," and Avraham Avinu run to the goat to shechtim and bring food for the guests. Then again the Torah says, "Ve'imaher la'asot," and he hurried to make the food, and he did whatever was in his power to make sure everything is done properly. How many times we see in this pasuk? Vayaratz, vaymaher. These four or five pesukim we see six times that Hashem Avraham Avinu hurried to do the mitzvah properly. So this is the mitzvah of zerizut. Zerizut means vayaratz, vaymaher, right? He hurried and he ran. This is the Torah emphasizes on this mitzvah. We know that the halacha tells us that the mitzvah of achnasat orchim, have guests in your house, is a kabbalat penah shekhinah, that you are greeting the shekhinah, and you know that's one of the biggest mitzvot that we have. And on that, Avraham Avinu run vaymaher, and he did whatever he can. He was so zealous to do this mitzvah properly. That's one place. Another place we see two parashiyot later in the Torah that when Eliezer, the servant of Avraham Avinu, was sent to find a wife for Yitzchak, right? How did Eliezer know that Rivka was a proper wife? But the Torah tells us, "Vayaratz aeved likrata," that Eliezer ran towards her. "Vatemeher vatoret kada," and she, Rivka, she hurried and he brought the barrel that she was sitting in her shoulder, she brought it down. Again, vatemaher vateer kada el ashoket. Then she hurried, she ran to the water. Then vataratz od. How many times the pasuk is telling us vatemaher vataratz, hurried and run. And when Eliezer saw this midah, this character trait in Rivka Imenu, he said, "She is the right wife for my master Yitzchak Avinu." You see the mitzvah, the mitzvah of zerizut, the mitzvah of zealousness, plays such an important role by our forefathers, and they cared so much. They understood that if somebody has this mitzvah, we could deal with them. That's second place. The third place, which is a very important place in the Torah again, Avraham Avinu, when Hashem said to him, "Please take Yitzchak to Akedah, right? The Torah tells us that Abraham Avinu vayashkem Abraham baboker. Abraham Avinu woke up early in the morning. Again, shows that Abraham Avinu didn't say, no, what, I got time. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to go 9 o'clock. Why should I leave 6? Again, the Torah shows us that how important was the Midah of Zerizut that Abraham Avinu had in order to do the mitzvah, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the Torah. The Gemara tells us a very interesting story. The Gemara tells us there was a person, they called him Nahum Ish Gamzu. Who was this Nahum Ish Gamzu? This man was one of the important personalities in the Gemara, but he had no hand, he had no feet, he had nothing. He was crippled. And they said, the Talmidim, his students, asked him, say, you are such a Sadiq. You are Sadiq Gamur. Why do you like this? Why are you suffering so much? Why Hashem created you? Why did Hashem give you so much suffering? He said that I caused it for myself. Why? He said, one time I was traveling and I was going to my father-in-law on the way. I had 3 donkeys that I was traveling with. One of them had food on it, one of them had drinks, and one was my other belongings. While I was driving, there was a poor person came to me and he said, please, Rabbi, give me food, give me something, I need something to eat. That he said, Nahum Ish Gamzu said, wait a minute until I unload my donkeys and I'll give you food to eat. But the Gemara says that until I went and unload my donkeys, I came to this poor guy to give him food, he died. And he said, the Gemara said, that Nahum Ish Gamzu felt so bad that he could have do it much faster, didn't do it fast enough, and he waited and waited, and this is what happened. But the Gemara said, because he had such bad feelings, he went and he put his body on his body. He said, my eyes should be like your eyes. Your hand should be like my hand. Your feet should be like my feet. The same way you don't have an eye, I should not have an eye. Same way you should don't have your hands does not work, my hands should not work. And same way your legs doesn't work, my legs should not work. And the Gemara says that Nahum Ish Gamzu really punished himself for what he did, that he could have acted much faster, he could have do it bezerizut, and he didn't do it, and because of that he got punished for what he punished. But you see from here that the Torah and the Gemara is telling us the midah of Zerizut, how important it is for a person to act fast. So the thing is like this, a lot of us, we do mitzvot. We do what we're supposed to do, but it takes our time, especially in South. South, people take their times, they got all the time in the world to do something. That's the worst midah a person could have. From all the midot, all the character traits that we have, atzlanut, person that is lazy, is the worst midah. Beslat Sharim tells us that the midah of atzlanut, to be atzel, to be lazy, is one of the worst averot, worst midot for a person to have. Now, the Mesilat Yesharim asks, why the mitzvah, why this zerizut is so important? What is so important? Listen, let's take a scenario. Somebody calls you up and says, would you please come help me out? They called you 8 o'clock in the morning, you just woke up. What is your response to them? Say, listen, I just woke up, let me drink my coffee, or if you are a man, let me go to shul. When I come back home, I'll get to you. He said, why are you calling me so early? And you say to yourself, I got all day. I don't have to run to them so fast. I got 9 o'clock. I could get to them by 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I'll take care of the mitzvah that I was asked to do. Now, the thing is like this. You are going to do it anyways. Why is it so important that you have to run and do it as soon as possible? Why this midah of zerizut? why this character of character trait of zealousness is so important that the Torah emphasizes on this in so many different levels. Let's take the case of Abraham Avinu. The guests came home, they came to him, they came to his tent. Abraham Avinu could have said, listen, sit down, I'll bring you coffee, we'll take care of it. Now we got 3 hours to lunch, and I'll make lunch for you. What's the big deal? It's not a big deal. Listen, this is going to get to them. It's not that Abraham is not doing the mitzvah. He's doing the mitzvah. The whole idea of the result is not that somebody is not going to do it. He's going to do it. But they're going to take their time to do it. Why the Torah has to emphasize so in so many different places that no, that's not good enough. That's not what I'm looking for, Hashem says. I need for you to be fast, and I need for you to run, and I need for you to do it as soon as possible. Why is it so important? So Mesilat Yesharim says like this, which is so important. This is what Mesilat Yesharim is going to tell us, is one of the fundamental rules of being a Jew. So Mesilat Yesharim says like this, if you wait, you're going to do the mitzvah anyways. If you wait, it is very possible that you might not do the mitzvah. Why? Because a person, human being, fights with their yetzer hara every minute of the day. If you say, you know what, I got time, I'll get to them, I'll take care of them, I'm going to do it, the yetzer hara, you gave the opening to the evil inclination to get to you, and you give them the petach, a doorway to take, to that you are the best candidate for Yetzer Hara. Once a person becomes a candidate for Yetzer Hara, then the chance that you win is very low. And this is what Mr. Hashem said. Therefore, one, the danger that comes with waiting is tremendous. That you opened yourself, you made yourself a candidate for Yetzer Hara to jump all over you and causes you not to do the mitzvah. That's one. The second thing, Mesilat Yesharim said the zerizut, to be a zealous, is not a part of doing a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah by itself. Zerizut is the ma'ala, is not the condition of doing a mitzvah. By you being zariz, by you being zealous, you are doing a mitzvah by itself. But therefore, Mesilat Yesharim says that the person that gets up and does the mitzvah with the character trait of zerizut, you are a different human being. You are not the same human being. You are on a different level. And Mesilat Yesharim says what? You are like a malach, he says. He uses the lashon, you are an angel. You are not a human being. Why? Why by somebody being a zealous, why somebody is being zariz and do it fast, it comes to the madraga, to the level of a malach, because what malach does, malach is not here, he doesn't know what's going on here. Malach knows exactly what's going on with the mitzvah that the person does, and he knows when you do something so fast and you do it with the zerizut, you are in a much higher madraga that Hashem wants to be. You didn't let that yetzer hara to come to you. You didn't let that evil inclination to come to you and fight you. And you didn't have to fight yetzer hara. You did it so purely. The mitzvah was done in such a beautiful and proper way. The Zohar tells us something unbelievable. Said when Bnei Israel, they wanted to cross the Yam Suf. How did they cross the Yam Suf? Who helped them? So we know the Midrash says, when Bnei Israel, they stood by the Red Sea, before it divided, the Malachim came, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, why you want to say Bnei Israel for? They are idol worshippers. And the Mishrim, the Egyptians, also were idol worshippers. Why do you want to save them and you want to kill them? Kill both of them. What does the Jews do? Why? What advantage the Jews have that the Mishrim don't have? They both are same level. The Jews are idol worshippers and the Mithraim are idol worshippers. The same Averot, the same sins that Egyptians did, Jews did. Why do you want to save the Jews? So all of a sudden, the Torah says, the Midrash tells us, Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that there is one thing that Jews have that the Egyptians don't have, and that is Vayashkem Abraham Baboker. So Hashem brought that idea that Abraham Avinu got up early in the morning to bring Yitzchak as a korban. So let me ask you a question. You're standing by the sea, and Hashem wants to kill Jews, Hashem wants to kill Egyptians. What mitzvah is bigger? To bring the Akedat Yitzchak, the sacrifice of Yitzchak is bigger, or bring the Vayashkem Abraham Baboker, that Abraham Avinu was so zealous and he ran so fast to do the mitzvah. Had the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Malachim didn't bring the idea of Yitzchak at all they brought, the Abraham Avinu got up in the morning and he went to bring Yitzchak. That alone saved Bnei Israel from drowning in the Yam Suf. It's such an unbelievable Zohar HaKadosh. You see that midah of zealousness to be zariz, to run, to do things so fast, could save Bnei Israel. And we know the Rabban tells us, but for whatever reason, Bnei Israel, they were saved in Mitzrayim. In the future, when Hashem wants to save us also from the Tzgalut, the same techniques that were used for Jews in Mitzrayim is going to be used for us in this galut also. What was the thing? What was the nekuda? The one thing that they used for Bnei Israel to be saved? Vayashkem Abraham Baboker. That Abraham got up early in the morning to do the mitzvah of Hashem. And that is going to be the one thing that is going to be so crucial for us in this galut, that Hashem is going to save us from this galut also. See, that this idea of Zerizut is not something, it's not the icing on the cake. Zerizut is not something nice, I'm going to do it, I'll get up faster, I'm going to do it faster, I'm going to do it more efficient. That's not what it is. It is a mitzvah by itself. To be Zariz, to be zealous, to do it fast, is not icing. It's a mitzvah that every Jew has to have it in order to do the mitzvah properly. Now, how we are going to apply to ourselves? How we are going to make sure that we have this result? We are going to do what the Torah is showing us that we need to do it. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law, the first halacha that Shulchan Aruch tells us is something unbelievably interesting. And this is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah tells us, Eve as kanamer vekal kanesher ras katsevi vegibor ka'ari la'asod rason avicha shevashamayim. The first halacha Shulchan Aruch brings. What does this mean? Be bold as a leopard, light as an eagle, swift as a deer, and strong as a lion. This is what the Mishnah tells us, and this is the halacha that Shulchan Aruch brings, the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And if a person remembers this what four things that I just read, if you remember this, you have the Indian of the result in your hand. What does that mean? Be bold as a leopard, light as an eagle, swift as a deer, and strong as a lion. The Maharal explains what is this Mishnah is trying to teach us. It says like this. So in order for a person to be is Zariz, which is that's why Shulchan Aruch brought the first halacha. In order for the mitzvot, Shulchan Aruch has four halakim, as all the Jewish, every Jew, law that the Jew needs in, the, in their daily life, we have it in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, you want to do the mitzvot properly, you have to follow this. You have to get the ideas of leopard, eagle, deer, and lion. If you get all these four things and get their personalities adapted to yourself and follow their lead, you're going to be able to do the mitzvot properly. He says, Maharal says that first thing is like this. A leopard is compared to machshava. When a person wants to do something properly, you want to be zealous, first you have to get it in your head that this is what I want to do. In your mind, you have to be able to say, I need to get up 8 o'clock in the morning. Not 8:05, not 9, 8. And then you get it into your head that this is what I need to do. Is I don't have 15 minutes window. I need to get up, and I need to get up at the proper time, and I'm committed to get up at that time, and there's no playing games, and I don't have a window to waste here. But there, the first thing is, get inside your head. The second thing that this, the machshava, that's important for every person to know, you're going to say to yourself, why do I need to do this, Mr.? Everybody's going to laugh at me. There are people out there that they're going to see that it's not, nobody does it today. This mitzvot, these laws, these regulations is not, let's say, I'm going to give an example for the ladies. Ladies, they have to cover their hair, right? You're going to tell yourself, why do I need to cover my hair? The people are going to look at me, they're going to laugh at me. Why do I need to do that for? If you are going to worry about everybody, what everybody is going to think about everything, you are not going to be able to do the mitzvot properly. And therefore, the one thing is you have to get inside your head, I don't care what everybody thinks. I don't care what anybody wants to say about anything. I got my laws, I got my regulations, I got my Torah, I got my Shulchan Aruch. Whatever the halacha is, I'm going to follow. And that's therefore, number one, in order to be zariz, you have to get inside your head. In your mind, you have to machlit. You have to make a decision that there is no second way, there is no window, there is no playing games. This is it. And why is namer? Why is leopard is like that? The leopard as azut. Azut is bold. Right? Leopard as a mid, as a character trait, he doesn't care about anything. He's as panim. He's chutzpah. Like the chutzpah that they have, they do whatever they need to do, and they are not afraid, they are not scared, they are not going to look back, they are not going to worry what anybody is going to think about them. And therefore, what first middah is that you have to be like a leopard. The second thing, you have to be like eagle. Eagle, you know, is fast. Kal kanesher, right? They light as an eagle. You get up when a person needs to get up and do something, you don't say, oh, wait a minute, my back hurts, my feet hurts, my head aches, and my tooth aches, and they got my shoes, though I don't have my shoes with me. Now I'm going to think about it, then we sit, I got another hour, I got a show on the TV, and then we finish the movie. You're going to have all the ideas in your head, and you are going to buy time because you don't want to run. When a person machlit to do it, you get up as like an eagle and do it. That's the second thing. Once the decision is made in your mind, then there's no time to be wasted. You have to run, they have to do the work and use all your body. Eagle, when an eagle flies, every part of the eagle flies. It's not only the wings, everything flies. When a person needs to get up, the body, all your body has to be ready to move and to act upon what you want to accomplish. The third thing is ratz kasevi. You have to swift like a deer. That means that the mitzvah has to be done bemehirut. What is bemehirut means? You have to do it fast.
right? Not that you take your time. You get up, you do it, but the action, the act of the mitzvah also has to be done so fast that you are not wasting time. So I'll tell you the example for that. Let's say you are preparing for Shabbat, right? Preparation for Shabbat takes time. And people wait till 5 o'clock at Lakan Road. The bench lifting is, what is it, around 6 o'clock? Some people are in the kitchen till 6:18. For what? That's not the way to prepare for Shabbat. Shabbat has to be done by 4, 5 o'clock. It's done. Why people are sitting in the kitchen till 6:18? 6:18 is sunset already. Why? Because everybody buys time. When it comes 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I got time. I got another 4 hours. Why do I need to run? Why do I need to walk so hard? I got time. When a person makes a decision, I need to prepare for Shabbat, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get all my mind, all my soul into it in order to make the job properly right. And the fourth thing, which is, I can't say the most important, but very important, you have to be strong as a lion. What does that mean? That when it comes to finish the job, you have to be so strong to make sure that the job is done 100%. The problem is a lot of people, they start with something and they don't finish it. They start the mitzvah, is not gamur, is not finished. They go 90%, 80%, sometimes 50% of the mitzvah they do, but they don't do the job right. When a person takes a responsibility, either for the community or for the synagogue or for the school or for even yourself to do something, you're planning to do a mitzvah, you have to make sure that the mitzvah is done 100%, not half, not, now I did the most of it. So there is a midrash, which is the language is so strong that I was debating if I should even read it. That the midrash says such a strong punishment for somebody that starts a mitzvah and it doesn't finish. The punishment is severe, and therefore one has to be very careful when you are doing a mitzvah. When starting something, you make sure that it's done 100%. We know, where do we know that from? We know that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu worked so hard for Klal Israel to bring them to Eretz Israel. He did 99% of the job. The last part, Yehoshua did it. What does the Torah say? Yehoshua brought Bnei Israel to Eretz Israel. It doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu did, poor guy, did 99% of the job. But the person that finishes it, he gets the credit of doing the mitzvah. And therefore, one has to make sure that if you're doing the mitzvah, you have to make sure that you're doing it properly, and you're doing it 100%. Now, you have the opposite of zerizut, of zealousness, is atzlut. Atzlut is laziness. To be lazy is such a bad midah, such a bad character trait for a person to have. So the Midrash tells us that there are 7 things Shlomo HaMelech said about somebody that is lazy. But what Moshe Rabbeinu said, one thing Moshe Rabbeinu said that is bigger than 7 things that Shlomo HaMelech said. What did Shlomo HaMelech say? Shlomo HaMelech said there was once somebody went to the Atzel, somebody went to this lazy human being, said, you know, your rabbi, your teacher is in the city. Go learn Torah from him. What did he say? Midrash said, I'm scared to go out. I think there is a lion in the street. I don't want to go outside. Then he said, they went back to him and they said to him,
you know, your rabbi is in the middle, in the country. He's not in the city. He's been outside. He said, I'm afraid to go out because I think the lion is all over. Then they said to him, you know, your rabbi is coming to your house. Go just open the door. Let him come in, talk, learn Torah by him. He said, the lion sitting by the door. If I open the door, I'm afraid the lion is going to come in. Then they said to him, you know, your rabbi already is inside the house. Just go outside your room and greet him. Learn with him. He said, my door is locked. And I can't open my door. Then they said to him, we open the door for you. Just get up and go outside, greet your rabbi. He said, I can't get out of my bed. I can't get out, calm down off my bed. Then in the end, they said to him, we help you to get out of the bed. We open the door, everything, so just come outside. He said, I can't find my shoes. This is what Atzel says. This is what the lazy person says. And that this is what if you really think about this, it's a midrash. If a person really thinks about this, how many people are like that out there? So many people. That they, you know, it's not exactly like that, but there are so many people, they apply this to themselves. If you really think about it, each one of us, we have a little bit of this atzlut. We have a little bit of this laziness that sits with us. Now, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ki karov elecha davar meod beficha uvilvavcha la'asoto." Moshe Rabbeinu said that this learning Torah is so close to you, is in your mouth and is in your heart. Just get it out. It's not that you have to go climb mountains, you don't have to go the other side of the ocean. Just open your mouth and it's right there. And if you think about it, at Salim, people that are lazy, they make such a big deal out of doing things that everything is such a big deal that nobody wants to do anything. But if you really think about it, it's not a big deal. It's us, we are the problem. That what we want to do is not a problem. We are the main problem because we don't want to take action. We put so many obstacles in front of ourselves that the situation becomes such a big deal and we don't want to do anything. Now, somebody might ask, what's the difference? Is zerizut, is zealousness, is really proper thing to do? Why you might ask that? Because when people rush to something, you might make a mistake. Is that really proper? There was a story about the Gaon Mevilna. Rav Chaim Velazhen was the student of the Gaon Mevilna. He once came to a Gaon Mevilna and he said, I want to build a yeshiva in Velazhen. You know, Velazhen, a yeshiva, is the father of all the yeshivot in the world today. Every yeshiva that exists in the world, the source of it is the Velazhen yeshiva. When Rav Chaim Velazhen wanted to build that yeshiva, he went to a Gaon Mevilna and he asked him, would you please permit me to go build this yeshiva? So the Gaon Mevilna said, I don't think so. I don't think we should do it. Went home. 2 years later, the Rav Chaim Velazhen came back to a Gaon Mevilna and said, can I go build the yeshiva now? So the Gaon Mevilna said, now you could go build it. So the Rav Chaim Velazhen said to the Gaon Mevilna, I thought that when somebody wants to do a mitzvah, you should run. When I came to you and asked you, should I go build the yeshiva, you should have told me, run, go do it. What's more important than that? Why didn't you tell me that? Why didn't you tell me to get up? There's no minute to be wasted. Get up and do it. So the Gaon Mevilna said to him, it's very important. He said that I thought what you want to do, you have interest, you have personal interest that you want to build that yeshiva. I wanted you to sit down and think. when you come to realization that you really want to build the yeshiva, then I knew that you really want to do it, not for your personal interest, you really want to do it for the sake of Klal Yisrael, then I said, go ahead and do it. And what I go on with in telling us is like this. When somebody wants to do something, there is a difference, there's a gray area between pezizut and zerizut. Pezizut in Hebrew means that somebody's in hurry, right? You want to do it, run and do it. Zerizut means that you are zealous. You want to do it, but you want to do it properly. The difference between them is like this. When somebody's in hurry, somebody's going to do it in a hurry that they don't think, and they rush into things, 90% of the time they make a mistake. Zerizut means that you thought about it, you are not rushing into anything, you thought, you processed, and you are sure that what you're doing is proper, then once you made a decision that that action needs to be done, then you do it with zerizut. Then you do it with the zealousness. That's the difference between zealousness and rushing into things that you should not do it. Now, let's talk about the halachic aspects of this sinyanim, this the halachot of zerizut. The first halacha that we have, which is a lot of people don't know this halacha, but this is a mamash halacha that every person needs to know. If you have, Be'ezrat Hashem, any of you have a baby boy one day, they need to have a Berit Milah on the eighth day, right? When do you do a Berit Milah on the eighth day? The first thing in the morning. That's the halacha. Why? The Gemara tells us, Zerizin Makdimin Lemisvot. A zariz, when a person is zealous, you have to do it the first thing in the morning. And this halacha we learned from Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu got up in the morning and went to bring Yitzchak to Akedah, so Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. Avraham got up early in the morning to do it. And by Berit Milah, you get up, you do it the first thing in the morning, and you get up in the morning and do the first thing. Even though that the whole day you are allowed to do a Berit Milah. You have till sunset to do a Berit Milah, but the mitzvah is that you have to do it the first thing in the morning. Now, let's say you have the grandfather of the baby is coming later. Or let's say if you do it at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning, you are not going to have a minyan. But if you do it 12 o'clock, a lot of people are going to come to this Berit Milah. You're going to have a much bigger audience to do the mitzvah. Which one is more important? To have a bigger audience, have more people, or you do it the first thing in the morning, Zerizin Makdimin Lemisvot. The halacha is Zerizin, to be zealous and do it the first thing in the morning is more important than having the grandfather of the baby at the bris or more people at the bris. This halacha is so important that you have to do it the first thing and don't worry. Don't, then also people are not going to be able to come. I'm not going to have all my friends and my family and the synagogue and this and that. Doesn't matter. If the halacha is that it should be done first thing in the morning, this is what we need to do. And this halacha also everything we learn from the Avraham Avinu, by the way. That therefore, the second halacha that we learn from this is that even though that if you have during the day, you have a mitzvah that needs to be done, even though that during the day you are able to do the mitzvah, but you have to do it the first thing because of Avraham Avinu. Now, we know that we have a halacha that every Jew should write a Sefer Torah for themselves. If you buy a Sefer Torah, let's say you get a Sefer Torah now, today, the writing is going to be no simple writing. But if you wait another 6 months, somebody is going to write a much nicer Sefer Torah for you. What is it better to do? Better to wait and get a much nicer Sefer Torah later, or should buy Sefer Torah today? Much simpler. But because the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah today, there is in Makrinsa, even though that the writing is not as beautiful as if you would wait, then buy today. Don't wait for 6 months or whatever time in order to get the Sefer Torah later. Motzei Shabbat. We know that we have to have Melaveh Malka. And we could have Melaveh Malka till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, before Chatzot. But one should have the Melaveh Malka as soon as possible Shabbat is over. Once you make Avdalah, you eat your Melaveh Malka right away. Because if you wait, again, you remember what Amislat Sharim said. The reason the Rezid Makdimin Misvot is so important, because if you wait, you might come to forget it, and then once you give the opening to Yetzer Hara that, now I got time, then you become a candidate that the evil inclination could work on us, and we are not be able to do the mitzvah properly. Now, another thing is Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, you have to do it Pidyon HaBen the 30th of when the baby is born. Once the 30th day comes, you don't wait. You do the mitzvah right away. Don't wait. Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, we finish davening so fast, we go home right away. The Shulchan Aruch Halacha is, you do the light, the Chanukah candles right away. Why should I do it right away? We know that this question comes up all the time. Let's say you are home, your husband is coming 10 o'clock at night. Time of Hadlakan Nerot for Chanukah is 6 o'clock, let's say. Should you wait for your husband to come home 10 o'clock? Or you should light it without your husband home? The halacha is, you should light it at the proper time, even though your husband is not home. Because of Zerizin Makdimin LeMitzvot. People, you have to be able to do the mitzvot properly at the proper time. We know that Pesach, when Pesach comes, you can, once night falls, you have to start the Agada, reading the Agada right away. You have to eat afikom at the proper time and don't wait. All that is because there is in Makdimin LeMitzvot. Now we say the now the other thing is that when a person is doing zarizim, the running to do the mitzvot, the atchala, the beginning, is not the most important thing. You should start the mitzvah there, but the whole time, through the whole process of doing the mitzvah, you have to be zariz, you have to be zealous, you have to make sure that you stay alerted, you have to be make sure that you are in it, and make sure the mitzvah is done 100% with zarizut, and not just start it and let it go. And these are the ideas of doing the mitzvot properly, and we have to make sure, one of the things that I want to emphasize, that this, we every June, we are faced with this dilemma every day. We are faced with this yetzer hara every day, because everybody wants to buy time. Everybody wants to take their time. Why should I do it now? I'll wait. I got time. I'll take care of it later. Why should I? Then I don't need to worry about that now. We have our kids. They come home. That you have a responsibility to learn with them. You say, well, you know what? I got time. I'll learn with them Sunday. I don't have to worry about it today. Or we have a situation, as I said, for Shabbat. When Friday comes, don't buy time. Don't wait till last minute before lighting candles to prepare for Shabbat. Start on it Thursday night or Friday morning. Make sure that Shabbat is ready as early as possible. This is a mitzvah that we have. The mitzvah of Zerizut is a mitzvah by itself. And when we have an opportunity to do it, don't let it go. When people, they have to go to mikveh. The women have to go mikveh. Don't waste time. When they should not, don't buy time. Not today, I'm tired tomorrow night, and the week, this. Every mitzvah that we have We have Hashem gave us this opportunity, and we should do it as fast and as efficient possible.